This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
9:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long. Many of you know, last September, September the 12th, I lost my mom due to a battle with ALS. The Baltimore Orioles and 105.7 The Fan were big parts of that, making life as comfortable for me and my mom as they could. Down that final home stretch, and I developed a passion for that ALS community. Joining us right now is a man who also has that same passion from I Am ALS. He is Tim Abasco. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, how are you doing today, Rob?
Doing well, doing well. Of course, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. Tim, what drives that your inspiration to fight this and be a part of this ALS community?
I had my own ALS journey with my wife,
okay,
who was diagnosed in 2015 and passed away on New Year's Day 2019. And I started volunteering with I Am ALS, which is a patient-led, community-led organization that is all about raising awareness, lobbying for legislation to promote cures, and helping people who are living with the disease and their families.
And you mentioned the raising money for cure. I know there's some progress in treatment that slows the progression, but how far along are they to cure? This is, as you know better than anybody, and Rob, horrible, horrible disease. Like, how close are they, if at all?
There's a ton of research that's going on, but if you look at the situation since Lou Gehrig died in 1941, there are a couple of drugs on the market which in some cases can slow progression and extend life by only a few months. The one that holds currently the most promise is actually designed for one specific genetic defect that can cause ALS when it's a genetic or familial situation. But there are many clinical trials, but we are really no closer to a cure than we were in 1941.
Wow. Yeah, Tim Abasco joins us right now from I Am ALS. And Tim, of course, our mutual friend Randy Gregory. If 15 years ago I knew no one with ALS, fast forward to the day the guy that hired me for my first college basketball job, Randy Gregory, of course, about a decade ago, was diagnosed with it. And my mom, of course, like a year ago. Tim, what is your relationship with Major League Baseball in these efforts?
So IMALS has several community teams that have specific focuses. One of those teams is the Lou Gehrig Day team, which I am a part of. I live on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, so I'm the team lead for both the Baltimore Orioles and Washington Nationals to try to coordinate things for game day, get the turnout of people, deal with the folks with the team. And the Orioles have been great supporters of ours from the first Lou Gehrig Day in 2021 forward. But that's my specific involvement with the Lou Gehrig Day games.
It's a great thing to do. We all had a friend. We lost a friend here years ago.
Yeah. Right before I got here.
Yeah. Steve Safran, and the man came to work every day early, have coffee with him inside, and the decline was quick. And are people living longer now? Because his decline was really rapid, and he was gone really quickly, like I think within a year.
One of the insidious things about this disease is it doesn't affect two people the same way.
No.
The symptoms are different. The progression is different. The average time from diagnosis to death is anywhere from 2 to 5 years. My wife made it 3.5, so she was, right in the middle of that period. Some people, unfortunately, don't make it even the 2 years, but there are others, and Randy's one of them,
yeah,
who, you know, can beat the odds and live and have very meaningful lives while still living with the disease. But the average, unfortunately, 90% will not make it 5 years from diagnosis.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tim Abaska joins us from ALS. One of the scary things about this is, like you just said, the symptoms and all those things vary. My mom had some of the symptoms of ALS for a year, yet she wasn't diagnosed. She was diagnosed with so many different other things before they finally said, yes, it's ALS. And I don't blame the medical people for that, but because that's how different this disease is and how different this disease hits you.
You are absolutely right. It's called, we refer to it as a diagnosis of exclusion because there's no definitive test for the disease. And unfortunately, people go through unnecessary surgeries because they're first diagnosed with, say, carpal tunnel or, you know, a compressed disc or something, and then the surgeries don't do any good, and then eventually it's figured out that they have ALS. One of the other programs that ALS has that I'm also involved in is an educational panel series where we go to medical professionals and colleges for health science students to present informational panels with volunteers who either have ALS and are living with it or are caregivers to somebody living with the disease, to educate them about this in the hope that when they one day see a patient with telltale symptoms, that they will think about ALS. Because the sooner you're diagnosed, the more likely it is you can get into a clinical trial, the more likely you know that it's time to do your bucket list things and plan, you know, with your family for how you're going to deal with the disease.
Yeah, it's unreal, man. Thanks a lot for your time, Tim. How can people, because we have one thing about here in Baltimore, especially our listeners, they have big hearts. They give a lot. Whenever we do efforts for charities, they show up. Is there a way that folks can help your organization, IAMALS?
Go to the website, IAMALS.org. You can learn all about us. There's a listing of the community teams that are available for people to volunteer for. There's also a way you can donate to the organization if that's the way you like to help. And if you are coming to the game on Sunday against the White Sox for Lou Gehrig Day, you're going to see people like me wearing their IAMALS Lou Gehrig Day t-shirts. Talk to us in the stands. Ask us questions about what it's like to have this disease or care for somebody with the disease, because we will answer any questions. No questions are off limits. Part of what we do with Lou Gehrig Day is raise awareness. And the Orioles have been fantastic supporters of this.
Thanks a lot, my friend. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's tough, man. It is tough. I mean, it's one of those diseases, Ed. My mom went through so much test and diagnosis. She was losing, motion in her limbs and all, and we didn't know what was going on. Of course, IAMALS is one of the places, but one of the places also that I work with directly is the Robert Packard Center for ALS Research. Right. That's at Johns Hopkins. And we'll actually have them on Masson on Sunday. That's the ones that I work with directly, though. My buddy Randy works with that one, IAMALS. So some research out there to try to find some answers.
Well, and the problem, you know, it's just a terrifying disease to me. And since, I mean, it's affected people I know like you, and it's Steve Safran, and of course, you know, O.J. Bergantz. I mean, there's so many people we know, you know, personally. and the symptoms are so common that I can see how you would have no idea.
None.
Because I've read about it when we were talking about this and just talking about, you know, muscle cramps and weakness. Yeah, okay. Nasal speech and slurred speech. All right. I mean, these things are not uncommon in daily life for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I got muscle cramps all the time. I mean, I've had them for, how would you know? I mean,
who knows? Maybe you have some traits of ALS that doesn't necessarily take your life.
Yeah.
You understand? Because you don't, when you don't have, it's, I don't want to compare it to anything, but my son is autistic. Mm-hmm. And you could know 10 people on the autism spectrum. That's why I love that word spectrum. Yeah. Who all have different.
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're all different. You know, I've often said, and I'm not just saying it because my son, but Robbie is like nobody else that I know on the spectrum. He's like nobody else, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you know, not sensitive to noise, not sensitive to crowds. Not, he has none of those. I mean, we went to a concert in New York City with 70, 80,000 people, and he's in the middle of it dancing. I mean, so it's we do our best for research. Joe, you got some breaking news for us?
I do have some breaking news. The Orioles just announced tonight's game has been moved to 4:30 due to impending inclement weather.
Okay.
So I guess you got to go to work right after this, Rob.
Okay.
I thought maybe you would have heard about this before.
I may have, you know, it's funny because Joe, he just got an email at 2 minutes ago from Adam Martian, and I bet you that's what that's about. Yep, just got that email. Yeah.
No nap for you today.
No workout. Because the only thing that happens on Friday that has to happen regardless of anything.
We are going to get a haircut.
Robbie gets the haircut. So everything else gets pushed aside. Robbie gets the haircut. Well, at least I get home early today.
We know.
You do know.
Even on our schedule.
It's in your book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Robbie gets a
haircut.
Ed writes it down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.